Back here on KNIA at the Drake Relays in Des Moines, talking now with Norwalk runner Daniel Roche about the Open 400. Daniel, a run that I know, just listening to you talk a little bit before we jumped in the interview here, a run you felt like you could have done a little bit better on, but overall, just thoughts on getting to compete here at the Drake Relays and just having the opportunity to be on this stage.
Yeah, it's been more than a great experience, honestly. Came into the Open 4, the seed time of the 4.91, so I was hoping to break 49, but I think I ran like 50.3, so wasn't my day today, but still want to give it to God and move on. Just got to move on to the next race, and the Drake Relays has been awesome. Got to move on to the 4x4 tonight. We're hoping to make finals tomorrow night.
And before we move on to it too, just got to talk about this. I mean, we talk about it. You look at the level of competition, it's runners all across the state, not just within your own class, things of that nature as well. And just being able to compete on that type of stage and get to compete against the best of the best here in the state of Iowa, not just the best of Class 4A, things like that. What is that opportunity like to just be able to have the ability to kind of measure up, especially ahead of the state meet coming up later this season, just kind of see where you can make adjustments, improvements, things of that nature to find a better finish later on this season when you hopefully reach the Blue Oval once again for state?
Yeah, I think it's, like you said, it's kids all over the state, so it's been a great experience to come here and meet kids I haven't talked to before, see kids from really far away, but I am very excited for the state meet and just have to look forward to that and really just lock in on districts now and making the team better as a whole and focusing on myself and what I can do for the other guys.
And you mentioned just try to use this as motivation to finish strong here at the Drake Relays as well. With some of these events coming up, what's kind of the mindset that you take to make sure that this turns into that fuel later on and it's not something that kind of lingers and a negative effect in those races to come?
I would say the mindset would be like, I heard a quote one time, it's like you can be upset for 24 hours and then the next day right back on to the next. So I can be upset all I want tonight, but then tomorrow it's got to put it away. We'll probably make the 4x4 final, so really put my mind on that in the end of the season.
What's it going to take to make the finals for that 4x4? How the handoff's been? How's it going to take those handoffs being at their best to be able to get to the finals tomorrow?
We're coming in seeded fourth or fifth seed-wise for the team, so our handoffs have actually been pretty crisp. We have a really good guy out of blocks. We have two solid middle guys, and then I'm the anchor, so I think if we just lock in, keep our heads straight, two of us will be completely fresh. I haven't ran yet today, so how are we going to get it done tonight?
Daniel, best of luck in the 4x4. Looking forward to a great night ahead. And again, just appreciate your time as always.
Yep, thank you so much.
Absolutely. That's Daniel Roche of the Norwalk Boys Track and Field Team here on the one to count on to take you where the action is, KNIA at Drake Stadium in Des Moines for the 150th running of the Drake Relays on KNIA.